Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Hour number two. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry out, Nate Griffin in. Nick and I present and accounted for. F yeah, Friday. Because Barry is out, we do not have a comedian today, so we'll put that on ice. Bring that back as our comedian of the week. We'll return next Friday. That fair, right, Nick?
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, it's going to. He said skip it this week, so I imagine he'll be back. He's on
back
next
Tuesday,
Friday, right?
So yeah, he should be here Friday, so we'll do it next week. And with that, that's one of the things that you don't get because Barry is out. So one of the things you do get because Barry is out is our next caller, because Kurt Lowe has issue with our buddy Barry. So he
I don't know why. Why can't they just squash it? It's just a bad beef.
You know, I see all the tension going on in this Heat Sixer series. It has nothing on Barry and Kurt Lowe. But so then one blocked the other on Twitter, so then the other So then Kurt Lowe said he's not calling anymore or dealing with Barry. So then I feel bad because I have relationships with both of them and I don't want to get caught in the middle. It's like a messy divorce.
What's wrong, Kurt Lowe?
Kurt Lowe, what is the deal?
I'm just not a fan. That's it. I mean, I didn't know it got to that point. That's a lot of drama for me. It's like Jersey Shore. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Real Housewives of Houston radio. That's the way I felt about
it. Housewives. I'm just thinking that, like Flavor of Love girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what flavor they are, but I'll stay away from that. But I do know it. You're exactly right. There's far too much drama. Can't we just all get along?
Hey, I already forgiven him. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know what, Barry? I forgive you.
He's not here.
For hanging up
you
on
can't
me
talk to him.
Day.
He's
you know
not here.
Saying? You know, God bless you in life, and God bless you in anything that you're doing. And I hope you prosper.
Hope he's listening. All right, Kurt Lowe, you want to talk a little hoop, which is not shocking to me. What's going on?
I just wanted to say, Joe, you know, you're my buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just can't understand why people are watching baseball over the Rockets in the NBA in Houston, Texas right now. Hmm. I just don't understand that. Maybe I'm just...
Well, where are you getting that from, man? I mean, I flip channels. I go back and forth. I make sure I keep up with both. I kind of have to. But a lot of people, are you getting that from certain sources saying that they're only doing one over the other?
I mean, I'm just listening to shows in Houston, Texas, and it's like it's just talking about the Texans right now, you know, and it's not even the Texans going on. You know, the baseball one, the World Series, I understand that, but Houston is the number one team in the NBA, and the NBA and basketball is the second most popular sport in the world. You know what I'm saying? This is not no, you know, little NFL or, you know, little baseball. This is NBA, you know, soccer, you know, football, as they call it overseas.
So, Kurt, let me ask you this. This is Nate. I want to ask you this. What are your friends talking about right now?
They're talking about the baseball. Baseball dominates right now. You know what I'm saying? I think they done sold out a couple games, right?
So your friends, I would assume that your friends are basketball fanatics much like yourself because birds of a feather flock together, but I guess you're not flying right if you're hanging with guys that want to watch the Astros over talking NBA, because it's not just about the Rockets right now. There's some good series going on, as you well know.
Well, you know, I'm going national. You know what I'm saying? I really don't, you know, pay attention. I don't listen to really radio stations down in Houston, Texas, because I ain't talking nothing. They don't. To be honest with you, Joe, and this is just you. You know what I'm saying? You and me talking.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't knowledgeable on the basketball like they should be. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a radio personalities more than people knowing, you know, actual stats and actual what's going on in the NBA. You know, you did that for a good time living. You know, I'm a big fan of yours. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
I want to
that.
Say one thing before I get off here, Joe, with the Rockets defense.
Yeah.
You know that. They're number one in defense right now in the playoffs right now. Number one in opponent's field goal percentage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Allowing them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and people are sleeping on James Harden as a great defender. This guy's over here showing up out of nowhere. And then Clint Capela just shutting down Carl Towns. It looks like Carl Anthony Towns is questioning if he can do basketball anymore. He might retire after this. You know what I'm saying? That's how bad Capella is making him look. You know what I'm saying? You got people on Stephen A. Smith talking about he needs to evaluate his life. He's looking like he's scared. What are you talking about, man? You're talking
but
about
here's the thing, Kurt Lowe. You got to take this all with a grain of salt. And I need you to just get some oxygen and take a drink of water because you're getting kind of fired up here. And I like the passion, but I'm going to tell you something right now. They're playing a very bad offensive basketball team. They don't shoot the ball very well. So a lot of these things, their stats are going to be inflated in the first round because you're mentioning and quoting stats from the first round of the playoffs. Minnesota, because you're just what you mentioned, Carl Anthony Towns has been garbage. Let's not try and soft sell it. He has been garbage. Now, he's coming out today saying, I don't really spend too much time worrying about games one and two, you know, we're going to be ready to play. Well, I'll tell you what, you better have some sleepless nights because it's embarrassing to be billed as highly touted as he's been, to be an all-star, and then to completely crap the bed when your team needs you most. That's one issue. But like I said, secondly, and more importantly, the Rockets have bigger fish to fry, and with that, the defense is going to need to be at a higher level because the competition is going to be raised as well, and that's what they have to focus on because your boy Russell Westbrook in the second round, if they play the Thunder, I know you call him Westbrook, but at the same time, we already had a text message that said, ask Kurt Lowe if he's a fan of Westbrook yet, which we already know. But the fact of the matter is the competition is going to be up to notch until you get to the Warriors, and then you know what you're getting when you face Golden State. Numbers now are not important defensively. James Harden, you can say all you want on the offensive end, on the defensive end, Kurt. Well, I can tell you that was an egg the other night for me in terms of offense, and they didn't need it, thanks, because Chris Paul played better. But at some point, you're going to need both those guys playing well at the same time because the competition is going to be that much higher.
Amen. And that's going to happen when you play the Warriors. And it's probably going to happen, but you still got to get out the first round, second round.
Sure.
And what they're doing right now, and stop deflating what Capella's doing. The guy had like 8 points one game, and then he had like 2 points. I got an article coming out with that explaining everything. And every video is showing James Harden defense in these one games and game two. You know what I'm saying? So show all your Harden haters on his defense. Harden is an excellent defender. I don't care what anybody tells me. He's just a lazy one.
Is he a top 10?
Defender?
Now we pushing it now.
Okay. See, that's what I like, Kurt Lowe. At least you can be rational when you have to be.
I like it.
Now, let me ask you this. You're writing articles. You know, you're scouting. You're doing all these things. Aren't you supposed to be non-biased when you do all that? How do you deflect when fans are saying that you are trying to be unbiased in breaking down basketball, yet you have this Kool-Aid drinking love for Harden and the Rockets? Isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
Let me explain something to everybody. I used to buy tickets, and you could talk to Meyer. You know, Roddy Meyer.
Yes,
over there.
I do. Yeah.
You know, and I would go to games, sit there about three or four rows from James Harden and every damn Rocket there was, and I would yell at everybody, and I would hold James Harden accountable when he wasn't paying attention. I would yell right here. I said, "What the hell you doing, James Harden? Everybody open over here. You ain't even paying no damn defense." He would look at me and look at me and let him discuss. I don't give a damn. If you ain't playing the right time of basketball, I'm gonna say something to you. Truth. True hurts, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know people.
Did we lose him?
I guess. I mean, it still shows that he's on the line, but I guess
Kurt
we lost
Lowe. I was enjoying the rant.
Yeah, I liked it too. The Kurt Lowe, we just lost all that. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Can you repeat that?
A little bit.
You want to finish that thought?
Yeah.
I forgot my thought already.
He probably accidentally hit the mute button or something.
I'll tell you what. You go back and listen on the podcast, and then we can pick up where we left off. Because I like the passion, brother. You know that. And I like the fact that you went at it Harden when so many people babied his ass when he first got here. And with all the mistakes and shortcomings he had, at least there were some people trying to hold him accountable. Because now he's matured a little bit. Now he's learned some lessons. Now he's doing things a lot differently. That's part of the reason why this team has the best record in the NBA.
Amen. Have a blessed day, Joe.
Hey, man, have a great weekend. Appreciate it, Kurt Lowe. That's always entertaining. Kurt Lowe on the hotline, joining the show. And that, Nick, I was going to say, because someone texted in and said, damn, I miss Kurt Lowe. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended.
And there was another one that said 37, you know what I'm saying? Because that's almost his catchphrase, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we love Kurt Lowe's passion. He brings it. He loves Rockets.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, and here's the thing again, Nick, and you're going to have to forgive me, Nate, because sometimes I use terms that may be a little less than becoming of some of our listeners. But again, I say things in jest and we kid around here, right? But then the text messages, who think they're anonymous,
the flavor text,
become a little bit of an ass clown and come in and say, Joel, Flavor of Love was a reality show with trashy girls. He wasn't talking about an actual flavor. You don't think I knew that? You don't think I know Flavor Flav? You don't think I know anything about it? You're right. I mean, I should have just asked for your instruction and leadership on the text lines before I went forward with the show.
What kind of culture is that called? It's, I guess it's what, TV?
Pop culture.
Pop culture, is that what it is?
I guess I'm not.
So basically, they're saying you don't know anything about pop culture.
And then I just told you that I just defined what I knew exactly what the show was. So 9517, enjoy your weekend and enjoy your pop culture. I'm sure the Bravo Network is waiting for you to tune in tonight for the primetime Real Housewives. We'll be back with a whole lot more as we continue to roll on with a fun show. It's Nate Griffin in for Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. It's the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. And right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. You know that when I do a testimonial, it's normally because I believe in the local aspect of the products. And in most cases, I can give you testimonials because I actually have done shopping or have indulged in the products that we're talking about. I speak for Gallery Furniture because Mattress Mack is a personal friend, because I've bought all my furniture over the years that I've been in Houston from Gallery Furniture, and it all lasts. It's all quality. It's all American made. It's all the different things that you want when you go to a furniture store. You don't want hassles. You don't want to be hounded. You want them to ask questions about what's your decorations and your decorative style in your house, and what are you looking for, and what's your price range, and then they work from there. But everything that Gallery tells you, whether it's with a salesperson on the showroom floor of one of their three locations, or it's in their advertising, is exactly what they're going to do. That means if you buy today, you get it tonight. That means that there's going to be no back order slips. If what you like is on the showroom floor, guaranteed it will be in your house by that evening, and it'll be delivered by courteous delivery guys that not only are going to deliver the furniture, but they're going to ask if you want furniture removed or rearranged in the house as part of the overall process of dealing with Gallery Furniture. Why, you may ask? Well, because Mac's been in Houston a long time. You're in Houston, and he wants you to go to Gallery every time you need furniture, and the only way to do that is to instill all these things as guarantees when you deal with him and his people. That's why there's three locations. It's Galleria right there on Post Oak, right across from Dillard's. It's the mainstay, I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker both ways, and of course Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. Any of the three showrooms, all the same deals. The Astros deal still going on. Buy $3,000 or more worth of Tempur-Pedic bedroom furniture. The Astros win it all, you get it all at the end of the year. That's the way they do business. Check them out, and as the last marketing slogan but a way of life over at Gallery is, Gallery really will save you money.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Arsenal. Please remove all laptops and
folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
We're friends with that.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Houston, Texas, home of the Houston Dynamo and Cube 57, the single greatest partnership since Ben and Jerry, the greatest team since milk and cookies, the world's greatest combination since tortillas and frijoles. Can't make the home game against Toronto FC on April 21st? Cube 57. Or watch the away game on April 28th against Minnesota? Cube 57. Check us out on Channel 57 on all major providers or Channel 653 on Xfinity. Cube 57, the official home of the Houston Dynamo.
Have you been spending the long winter days stuck in the office and dreaming of warm days on the water with family and friends? Well, spring is here, and Texas Marine is making boating more affordable with extra savings during our spring savings sale. Check out top brands like Chaparral Runabouts, Yamaha Jet Boats, MB Ski Towboats, and Avalon Pontoons, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. With boats starting at $15,995 plus TT&L, you too can spend a summer of fun on the water during the spring savings sale at Texas Marine on NASA Road 1 in Seabrook and I-45 in Conroe.
Cracked walls, sticking doors, and windows may be signs of foundation problems. Don't wait for those problems to worsen. Call Euratech for foundation repair today at 281-299-0062. Serving Houston for 17 years with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Euratech is Houston's premier foundation repair company by focusing on superior customer service and innovative technology. Call for a free estimate at 281-299-0062 or visit EuratechGulfCoast.com. That's U-R-E-T-E-K.
Attention homeowners, when's the last time you had your AC service? Is it ready for another brutal summer? Call Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating today. Whether your current system needs a routine service check or you need a whole new system, Tom, Brad, and the certified techs at Courtesy AC have you covered. Servicing the Houston area for over 30 years, Courtesy AC is available to service and repair your residential or commercial system. Call 713-278-9933, 713-278-9933, or visit CourtesyACOnline.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost to the halftime break, but we're going to finish strong in the first half and take you all the way up till 4 o'clock when we turn it over to Fred, A.J. Jung, and the Blitz. It is The Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday. It's Nick and Joel, present and accounted for. Barry's on a comedy tour, so Nate Griffin has been gracious enough to join us. Charlie Palillo was here in the first hour. Kevin McHale joined us in the first hour, so if you missed any of the first hour of the show.
Featured audio, ESPN975.com.
Featured audio on ESPN975.com, as Nick said. Also, you can check the podcast at Podcast Arena, or just head to the website and you can get all the back hours of the show. Lots of things going on in sports. We touched on the Texans schedule, but we know this is football country. To kind of get back to Kurt Lowe's call last segment, he's distraught by how much people are focusing on baseball and then and football, but we know this is football country. There's just no way of escaping
it. That's right.
You just accept it. And part of the rites of passage as a football fan is the day the NFL schedule is released. Now they've made it this fanfare-esque primetime event, and everybody gets all jazzed for that, and then you see social media explode. But of course, the first thing that you can do when something like this happens is you start immediately looking and analyzing the schedule to start figuring out wins and losses and see what games stand out. Right off the top, the two that stand out to me is opening night at Foxborough against the Patriots, and then even better than that, Sunday night football at home hosting the Cowboys.
Two tough games. No obviously, doubt. You know, at New England, what are you thinking, 0-1?
I agree.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, 0-1 because you're playing Tom Brady. Now, I will tell you this.
Well, their track record's terrible against them, too.
It is. But can Deshaun Watson change the way that people think about the Houston Texans?
It's a great ask. It's a great question. But here's the thing. We have to first be convinced Deshaun Watson will be on the field.
100% healthy.
And healthy playing in that game. Because we know what he can do. He's a game changer. We saw what he did to Seattle's defense. We saw what he did in the weeks he was on the field. It was a completely... You talk about night and day. We're talking about the absolute epitome of darkness. And then all of a sudden, it's not only light, but it is an absolute sunshine storm of offense. They led the league in offense when he was on the field. They were averaging 35-plus points a game.
Right.
And everyone in Texan not only kept hope alive again, but were like... fired up, excited, this team could change the world.
It lit up the NFL, if
it
you will.
Did.
The way that Deshaun Watson played, it lit up the NFL. Now, here's the thing. You know Bill Belichick is going to throw a bunch of different schemes at him, maybe a few he has not seen. Everyone has seen Deshaun Watson on tape now, especially with him having played in the NFL. So now there's going to be a different type of analysis thrown at him. And now different types of schemes. I'm curious to see if he's going to be able to sustain the kind of play that he did before he went out with the injury. I will say this. I have adopted him. I know he's good. Mm-hmm. Beat Alabama, national championship game. He was underestimated. Nobody thought that was going to happen. They were already down in that game, in fact. Came back and were able to beat Alabama in a national championship game. This is the NFL. We understand that. But also understand that Deshaun Watson has raised his level of play. Let's see just how good of a coach Bill O'Brien really is.
And that's the bigger thing, Nick. You know this, and you know I've been critical of this. The fact of the matter is that for all the excuses and the players that have brought about these excuses, he has held back his offense. It has been vanilla. It has been boring. It has been predictable. And any armchair quarterback could tell you what they were going to do on the first two or three downs, mm-hmm. Leading into, you know, a really bad third down attempt at a conversion. But it changed. Just like I said, everything changed. Not just the landscape with Deshaun on the field, but the play calling, the success rate, all those kind of things. That's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on.
How much do you credit Deshaun Watson for that? Is he covering up his, you know, the fact that he was so conservative over the past, what, three, four, five seasons? I mean, I feel like Deshaun Watson covered that up. And a lot of people have questioned his decision-making for a long time.
Look no further than the offensive line. That was a garbage offensive line that was made to look a lot better because of his mobility, because of his ability to scramble, because of his ability to make plays.
Well, not only that, he was able to get rid of the ball a lot quicker.
True.
Deshaun Watson is very decisive, able to kind of make his reads a whole lot quicker than the defense could react. That's what you needed to see. And when you have a guy who can think like that because of what he did at Clemson, that's what helped him. Running that spread offense at Clemson, that's what helped him. Got him prepared for the NFL. And I don't care what anybody says. The NFL has changed the way they run their offenses. It's now more of a mix. It's not all pro-style offense that we see anymore running down the field trying to run guys over. You now see quarterbacks coming into the league having run the spread. They're now teams are now having to mix up the spread with that type of let's run at them type
this
of an offense.
This is the NBA's version of 3-and-D. This is the NBA's version of threes and layups, no mid-range game.
There you go.
That's the exact same thing you're seeing in the NFL. You're absolutely right, Nate. And look, let's not also forget that this was the coming out party for Deshaun Watson a year ago, because last September, he threw for 301 yards and two touchdowns in New England and gave the team a chance. They had the lead late in the game, 3 minutes to play. It took a length of the field drive by Tom Brady to get the final score, to get that win. Otherwise, Texans fans were already seeing what we're talking about right now, live and in living color. As this is going to be the future of your squad, that the future looks very bright, because that is exactly what you're talking about. They took the Belichick schemes into consideration. Mm-hmm. He took them and said, okay, I can do that, but I can do this too, and therefore I can take whatever you bring at me and go one better. He did that with the exception of your playing against the greatest of all time, who led them down the field for a victory at home. Bottom line is, I'll take that all day long. I'm with you, Nate. I'll take my chances with Deshaun Watson. The kid proved to me, not only on a national stage in college, but it's very rare, and I question whether, if you want to do the research, to go back and look at all the guys that have been thrown on the field initially right off the bat in their first, especially as a rookie. But even if you sat some time behind a veteran and then gotten on the field for the first time, and we can go up and down the list, and Tom Savage is a bad example, but there's all these high draft picks, even Troy Aikman in his first year. Mm-hmm. I dare you to find anybody that did it better coming out as raw and just unexperienced in the NFL as Deshaun Watson.
No, and you know what killed me? Here's the thing that killed me, Joel and Nick. Prior to the draft, he was not even the number one ranked quarterback.
Trubisky went in the top five.
He was not even the number one ranked quarterback.
It's crazy.
I'm asking, what in the world? What are you seeing?
Yeah.
What are you guys reading?
You think they're afraid of the fact that he was such a mobile quarterback, and people kind of view mobile quarterbacks as an injury prone?
No, they're afraid of him because he's black.
I don't disagree.
That's what
Nate.
It comes down to.
Completely
they were afraid
agree.
Of him because he was black, and they didn't think that he could have the kind of success in the NFL. That's the bottom line. He won a national championship game against the best team in college football, Alabama.
Preach it.
Down 14. And what does he do? He brings the team back. They kicked his butt. Alabama kicked his butt up and down the field, but what did he say? No, not happening today. Why? Because Clemson had the same type defense that Alabama had, and they battled on the field. All they had to do was give him enough time. Give me enough time to make a play. They allowed him, that offensive line allowed him to make some plays. He had some offensive weapons around him, and he was able to come back. He didn't do it single-handedly. With the team, they were able to come back and beat Alabama. Same thing in the NFL. Don't think I can get it done? All you got to do is trust me, Bill O'Brien. Change the offense just a little bit.
Put the ball in my hands and give me the opportunity. And you know what, Nick? To Nate's point, this is exactly why Lamar Jackson is getting the kind of scrutiny that he's getting right now.
Exactly.
It's going to be interesting how he performs.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of similar in the fact that he's mobile. He runs a lot, and but I don't think he did it against the defenses that Deshaun Watson did.
But to
did
Nate's
when
point,
he
his completion percentage is better than some of the guys that they are touting as top 10 picks in this league.
Same thing, man.
But everybody wants to sweep that under the rug and say, nah, there's things that make us worry about Jackson. Let me just tell you something. Nate's got a very valid point in the fact that when you look at a career numbers, you look at his speed, there's a reason why he didn't want to run the 40 again. Mm-hmm. He's run enough, and when you look at it on tape,
not gonna pull a hamstring
he's faster
for you.
On the field sometimes than just running in a straight line. Yep. There's a lot to be said, a lot of truth to what you said, Nate. Absolutely
how many times
right.
do I have to run the 40? I am not going to pull a hamstring for you. I've already given you my 40 time. You should understand what it is. Go watch the film. Go watch the tape. Go break it down. I break down tape. When I go to Rice, I watch the film.
Yeah.
Watch the film.
And here's
you
the
can
other
tell
thing.
What a guy could get done.
Here's the other thing. Don't make me run again because you want to see what I could do in terms of wide receiver speed because that's not what I'm doing.
Get out of that.
Yeah, so that's very, very true. All right, Chuck, we see you. Hold on. We'll get you with some Texan stuff after the break. But right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time, and it was good reason, because it's Houstonians helping kids in need in the Houston area. I think you know by now how the process works, but let me explain it for those that don't. Essentially, what happens is Texas Can Academies takes vehicles that you have laying around, clunkers and junkers that may not even be working anymore that you want to get rid of. Maybe because of the hurricane, they were damaged, whether they were insured or not. You don't want to pay for a tow truck. You just want it off your property. Well, this is where Texas Can Academies comes in, and they make you feel good in the process because you know you're giving back to your community. All you got to do is call 713-225-4226 or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You pick up the phone, you tell them where you live, you tell them what you got, they do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck, they take away the vehicle, they do the paperwork. You get a tax deduction, which always helps. And on top of that, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card, and then the process really begins because they take your donation and they turn it into resources that the kids need that if they don't have, are distractions, but when they have the resources, they can focus on the books. Things like eyeglasses, hot meals, book money, bus fare. If they don't have those things, there's a hard time focusing on the books when they're trying to figure out how they're even getting to school or what they're going to put in their bellies or how they're going to see the books. When they have those resources, they focus, they get their education, and they make something of the rest of their lives. And that's why the process is so great. And it's all right here locally. All the donations stay right here in the Houston area and all the kids that benefit right here in H-Town. If you can, do it in your heart. See if you can give them a call and maybe donate. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit CultureMap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Are you so hopelessly buried in credit card debt, you're afraid you'll never be debt-free? Well, I have good news for you. Freedom Debt Relief could help you resolve your debt for just a fraction of what you owe in as fast as 24 to 48 months. Call us now and find out how much you could save for free. 1-800-705-7030. We've settled more debt than any company in the country, and we'll design a personalized solution just for you. There are no upfront fees, just one low monthly program payment. There is hope. You can get out from under your debt. Let Freedom Debt Relief help you be debt-free for just a fraction of what you owe. If you're struggling to make minimum monthly payments on your credit cards, call us for free to find out how low your one monthly program payment could be and how much money you could save. 1-800-705-7030. Again, that's 1-800-705-7030.
Hey guys, unfortunately, almost half you men out there over 40 need to listen up. And we know this is uncomfortable to talk about, but it's common and not weird, and there's something you can do about it. ED, not being able to perform your best. Now, thanks to science, it can be optional. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. Prescription solutions backed by science. One ED pill starting with a V just came off patent on December 11th, and that's a game changer. Being your best means performing your best. And now you can do it with no waiting room, no trip to the pharmacy, just a simple online medical consultation and direct shipment to your door. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hims.com/yes. That's FORHIMS.com/yes. 4hims.com/yes.
You probably heard that mortgage rates are rising, and many economic indicators are pointing to rates going up even further. If you're thinking about pulling cash out of your home to consolidate debt, invest in the stock market, purchase a rental property, or even buy the Bitcoin dip, you should call now before rates go any higher. Make the cash call at 855-875-CASH while mortgage rates are still at such low levels, and use the equity in your home to meet your financial goals. Cash Call Mortgage can refinance your loan at a low interest rate and a flat fee of just $995. And we'll pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. We break out of the locker room. We've had our orange slices and our Gatorade, and we're ready to go. As we opened up a little bit on the Texans, we can look at their schedule. We can make our predictions a little bit, at least do some analysis early on. ESPN, by the way, has the Texans going 11-5. So if you're a Texans fan, you've got to love that. But it is a rough start for them as they're at New England and at Tennessee. And one of the sexy picks, as we know, in the AFC South, besides the Jacksonville Jaguars, is the up-and-coming Tennessee Titans. We'll see how all of that opens up and plays out. But we can play a little preseason quarterback, and we can start kicking that around. Before we get to that, a friend of the show is on the line. Chuck wants to get here and talk some Texans. Chuck, what's up, my man?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I got something to say about the Texans, but I just wanted to comment. The thing about Lamar Jackson that I think scares a lot of people, and I love Lamar Jackson as a talent. Mm-hmm. To me, he reminds me of too much early Michael Vick, which means there's a ceiling for every good play he makes with his legs. He might leave two or three on the field that he could have made with his arm. Second, when I get to the Texans, man, the NFL's doing everything they can to put us in contention with Deshaun. So I hope OB does his job and puts Deshaun in a winning tradition. And third, man, do you guys think we're in the greatest part of ever being a Houston sports fan with the Rockets, the Astros, and the Texans and all their stars? Thanks, guys. I love you, Sean. Listen to y'all. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Chuck. We always appreciate you listening. Always good stuff. You want to start, Nate? And we'll just parlay off each other and go back and forth.
I've covered sports in this city since 1989. I'm not old. Just saying. I've covered sports before you even go there. I've covered sports in this city since 19. You and I go back a long way, Joel. I've seen it all just about. Now, I didn't cover sports in this town during the Love You Blue era. Okay. So that was an era that people absolutely loved. In fact, when you talk with a lot of people, a lot of older people, they will tell you they absolutely loved it. Kids who grew up during that time loved it. But now you have three, at least two, two potential. Well, you got one for sure, the Astros. And the Rockets won their championships in 94, 95. You and I both were part of that.
Yes,
I covered and I covered the teams, and you were right there with them.
Yep.
And so the Rockets won a couple of championships. But here you have a situation where the Astros can win another championship, in position to do so after winning last year. The Rockets have the potential to win a championship this year. If the Texans go what is predicted by ESPN to be 11-5, get into the playoffs, now you got to think about, okay, we've got to be able to get to the AFC Championship game with a second-year quarterback in Deshaun Watson and a pretty good offensive structure other than the offensive line. We've got to see whether or not how good they're going to be. If that's the case, yes, this is a great time to be in Houston. This is a great sports town, if you will, if the fans will stop being fair-weather fans, love your teams year-round. I know don't say things like that.
It's tough, man.
Love your teams year-round, man.
We preach it, too. And here's the thing. Even when the Rockets were winning championships, you look around, and you know, there was the potential there with the Astros and the Oilers. But at the same time, look, the perfect storm is happening right now in front of your faces.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about already having one World Series, and people are starting to talk about a 3 to 5 year run that might create a dynasty for the Astros in baseball, the way they're going about their business and doing things. The Rockets as the number one seed and best overall record in the NBA. We already know that we've never seen a regular season like that before.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's left on the table is, and Mario Eli said this when we started comparing the 94 team to this year's team, part of the deal is you got to finish.
Yeah.
And finishing means, well, if you don't win it, you got to be in it and in it till the bitter end. And that's what remains to be seen with the Rockets.
Here's the thing I like, though. I think that when you look at the Astros and the Rockets, they have two of the best general managers in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Morey with the Rockets, Jeff Luhnow
Correct.
With the Astros. I think that Brian Gain, he's going to have to earn those stripes.
But he has a clean slate. Which
he's got a clean slate coming in.
Fans have been asking for.
Now, if this draft comes off really, really well for the Texans, oh boy.
Because not only is he limited by the guy that left him with a cupboard that not only was bare, he left him with a few rat traps in the corners for the first and second round. Well, if he can somehow overcome not having a first and a second, and even let me throw this out there, and somehow if he finagles a trade to get a second or better yet even a first in those rounds, and then what he does is he picks quality players that end up making a difference in round one, you have already catapulted anything that everybody can say about Rick Smith. We were talking about this in the break. I've said this all along. My biggest criticism of Rick Smith all these years is his inability to get quality personnel that at least play special teams and are backups with a chance to push players in front of them at positions in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds. Just, you look at the track record. It speaks for itself. If Brian Gain can do what he did in free agency without overspending, got himself a hell of a player in Tyrann Mathieu, and then translate everything that we just said from free agency into surviving and maybe be even excelling in a draft in which you're limited, now you're doing something.
You know, I think if he's able to get that done, that will put him in another stratosphere. I'll say this about Rick Smith. I don't know to what degree his hands were tied. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
When I take a look at what has happened with the owner, Bob McNair, and the things that he said here recently, he didn't say those things when Rick Smith was the general manager. Rick Smith took a lot of heat for a lot of things he said and a lot of things he did not do. But to be fair to him, I think that he was that guiding sort of calming force, if you will, between
voice of reason.
Yeah, the voice of reason between the Texans, the general public, and the media. Once he was no longer there, Mr. Bob McNair started saying things.
Went off the rails.
There you go.
That's interesting.
And so I'm not quite sure.
Because
you know,
the other flip side of that is
really tied.
The other side of that would be, and you're right, because we don't know. Unless we actually worked inside the building, we don't know. And that's the other thing we don't know is we don't know the relationship with Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith.
Right.
And the fact that
we don't.
You know, Bill O'Brien's still here. And there's a reason why he's still here. But who had the final decision making in that? And were they actually conferring with one another? Or was it one of those deals like Kevin McHale used to talk about with the Rockets and Daryl Morey? I like a player, and the biggest mistake I can make is I can tell my general manager I like that player because chances are that player's not going to be here by the end of the month if I go ahead and I say that because everybody wants to put their stamp. Everybody wants to have that final say, and we don't know that about what's going down on Kirby.
Well, here's the other thing. Even if Bill O'Brien did have the final say, Rick Smith probably would have stood there like a man and said, I have the final say. regardless of whether or not Bill O'Brien actually had the final say or not. That's the general manager's job, because if he does not say that, and there's a problem with that player is not successful, like the third-round pick they took out of LSU a few, Montgomery. Like they took out of LSU a few years ago.
Rock Cartwright, the D-back from Miami.
Come on, man. If those players aren't successful, guess who takes the blame?
But did he, though? That's my question. Because, again, you remember that road trip, and I think some of the players we just mentioned were a part of that, were guys that were being counted on. They were now traveling. They were going to be young players that they're going to be getting their shot, and they all got caught smoking weed. The next week, they were all off the team. That's your third, fourth, and fifth round picks in one draft. I didn't hear Rick say, I made a mistake there. I might have had a little mistaken character judging.
He did not. But what's most of the media saying about Rick Smith? They're saying that he failed. He was not successful in the majority of his drafts. Now, his first, second-round picks, pretty good, except for Xavier Suofilo, who is now in Tennessee. But for the most part, when you look at his first-round picks, his number one, you're not supposed to fail with the number one picks anyway. You're
right.
Supposed to be pretty
doggone good.
Those are
supposed to be pretty guaranteed.
But we've also seen a few busts. I can think of a quarterback that came out of LSU who was drafted by the Oakland Raiders, who – you shouldn't have to think. 6'7".
Oh, Jamarcus Russell.
There you go. I mean, so there are teams that do fail picking the number one picks. But I don't think.
But
Rick
look,
Smith,
Johnson still got a lot to prove as a first round pick. Started out looking really good, and everybody could say he went through an injury. But it's a very, very critical year for him in that secondary, which is going to be much maligned.
It is.
He's a first round pick. He's got to prove that he warranted that selection as well. JJ was a slam dunk, but a lot of people are going to tell you that. That wasn't Rick's pick to make, that when they brought Wade in, Wade was going to get that first-round pick and that J.J. was his guy.
They make deals.
Yeah.
They make deals. Okay, so I had the first-round pick last year. This time you take it. They make deals.
Yeah.
They really do.
So it'll be interesting. We can kick it around. Look, we're having some fun with it. If you want to join in on it, Juan, we see you want to talk about NFL schedule. We'll get to that after the break. But join us on the show, won't you? 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It is The Usual Suspects. This is, of course, ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Sure, I know how to work on my car, tune up, even a brake job, but I've grown out of that, and I know pros can do it faster. Even so, here I sit reading 10-year-old magazines while I wait. If only the mechanic could come to your home or office. Introducing YourMechanic.com, the modern local car repair service that comes to you. No more cold, grimy, greasy waiting rooms. YourMechanic.com offers more than 500 services with 12-month, 12,000-mile warranties. Does your local shop do that? And all YourMechanic.com technicians are fully background checked and will provide you with a quote up front. Car won't start? Check engine light bugging you? Need a brake job? Schedule your appointment and save your valuable time for more important things in your life. Your Mechanic comes to you and gets the job done. And for a limited time, get $20 off your first service call booked. Call now. 800-929-1552. 800-929-1552. No more greasy waiting room. 800-929-1552.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strange into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 999 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 999.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch. to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, and trimmers. To celebrate, come in now for $25 off any Toro self-propelled walk-behind mower. Then, get outside and enjoy the holiday. The best prices of the season on Toro. Happy Toro Days from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 19th through May 2nd.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most fun of them all? That's easy. Pick Me Event. Pick Me is a unique top-of-the-line touchscreen magic mirror photo booth rental, which will elevate the excitement at your special occasion and have everyone talking. The photo booth can be customized to include your special details for a personal gift that will leave your guests with photos to cherish for years to come. Check out PickMeEvent.com. That's PICMEEvent.com. Or call today at 713-423-4190.
The time has come. Join us for the 15th anniversary of the Insperity Invitational presented by United Healthcare at the Woodlands, April 30th through May the 6th. Enjoy free admission all week, courtesy of Insperity, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and Wood Forest National Bank. And see John Daly defend his title against a field that includes Fred Couples, Colin Montgomery, Mark O'Meara, Jeff Packard, and Bernhard Langer. For more information, visit InsperityInvitational.com. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee deep in hour number two of the show. We are having a lot of fun on an FBF Friday. It is Nate Griffin in for Barry. It is Nick Sciarra and myself, Joel Blank, as we have been covering the gamut of topics here on a Friday leading into a big weekend of sports in the Houston area. You've got the Rockets and Game 3 against the Timberwolves Saturday night. Nick, you won't be in the locker room, but I'm sure you'll be watching. We have the Astros in a weekend series in the Windy City against the White Sox. Weather will be a little less than...
Ooh, man.
Fun and games and balmy, but it'll at least be warmer than it was a week ago when we were dealing with snowstorms all over Chicago. And of course, all of the NBA playoffs. We now have a schedule for the NFL. We've got big games galore to talk about across the league in what it seems to be just an unreal NFL release of schedule, even though I think it's a little excessive in the way they promote it. Obviously, if you're a fan of any team in this league, you know exactly what happened last night, and you're already analyzing and scrutinizing what is on paper now as official in terms of your team's outlook and schedule for the upcoming season. Nick, another a topic on that I want to get to, and Nate, you might be a fan and I just don't know it, but I don't know if you guys caught all of this with all the hype around the schedule, but they said there's an Ed Sheeran effect on the schedule this year.
Which game?
Yeah, not just which game, Nick. 8 to 10 games, all affected by one foreign crooner that seems to be the choice of the ladies, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is doing a concert tour this season in which he will play a lot of NFL venues instead of arenas, and a lot of them are on Saturday nights. And because of that, and because of the turnaround time that it takes to put in the extra bleachers, and because obviously they don't let all those seats not get put down on the field, teams that have an Ed Sheeran concert on a Saturday night cannot host a football game on a Sunday. So the Ed Sheeran effect was a real deal this year in terms of the NFL schedule makers.
Not that the NFL or football needs more female fans, because I believe there's plenty of them out there, but with Ed Sheeran doing 8 to 10 games, I'm sure that's going to help. And I think there's guys that are fans of Ed Sheeran as well. So, yeah, I can see why they do that. There's a big entertainment factor when you go to these games. It's not just NFL. It's not college football. It's NBA. It's MLB. So I don't know if it's necessary, but I'm sure it helps.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They were saying that here are teams that were affected by the Ed Sheeran concert tour Week one, the Lions. Week two, the Patriots. Week three, both the Giants and the Jets because they play in the same stadium. Week five, the Titans. Six, the Chiefs. Seven, the Vikings. Eight, the Cowboys. 10, the Falcons. So that road trip to Dallas, Nick, that's week eight, Cowboys, when you go there to see Ed Sheeran. that was affected by the deal. But so in essence, 9 of the first 10 weeks, the Ed Sheeran concert tour had an effect on the NFL schedule.
Not shocked at all. Not shocked at all.
Crazy.
I love female fans. Love them. Love them. You know why?
Why?
They bring real to the game.
Because they like the colors of the uniforms?
That's not just part. You know, there's some very educated female fans.
I don't disagree. Like, I know that as well.
I'm sure your wife is.
No, my wife likes sports, but my wife admittedly, when the Patriots played the Texans in Houston, did not call them uniforms. She called them outfits.
Okay.
And she was with a friend of hers from California, and I believe they found themselves rooting for the wrong team because both teams were red, white, and blue.
Well, you tell her I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing with her.
Yeah. Well,
okay, she's a colleague.
You can do that. I can't. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you now. My wife loves sports, and she knows the difference. She's listened to me over the years, and she's very smart. In fact, in some ways a lot smarter. Dad was a coach.
My wife's a Dodger fan. Die hard. That was tough for her last year.
So am I.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Born in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's why he's got those Billy Dee Williams looks,
uh-oh,
Nick. He's got the Hollywood tenure in Houston.
Oh, boy.
That's Landell Clarissian next to me.
Uh-oh.
But at the same time, no, Lisa had a hard time with that because of the fact that, you know, she knows I'm passionate about the Astros, and she knows she's working in a city where this was it, the deal, and she was biting through her tongue half the time. And then they were sending other reporters to L.A., and she's like,
I'd like to go.
Yeah, how about the chick that knows L.A., worked there for 7 years, knows everything about that city, and would probably be pretty effective because I know sports. I'm like, man.
No, we're not sending you because you may not come back.
Yeah, that's a good idea too. But yeah, that's the crazy part to me is the fact that because she, you know, why wouldn't you send someone that has, you know, knowledge of the streets and
right,
and home field knowledge back there? But no, that didn't happen.
Well,
I didn't realize you were a Dodger fan.
We
learned something every single day this week with our co-host. Mario Elie wore 17 because of the guidance he got from Chris Mullen, who wore 17. Mucci Norris, who I knew had an insomnia problem, but he talked about the insomnia problem with the Rockets.
Yeah, that was interesting, man.
Yeah, and there was something else that he brought up that I didn't know, and then I didn't know you were a Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
Yeah.
All right, Juan wants to get in here, and he wants to talk about the NFL schedule. Juan, what's up?
I got an alert on my phone about the Steelers schedule, and it said, or the title, the headline was about it being easy. Supposedly, we can wrap it up, or we should be able to wrap it up in the first 9 weeks.
I heard 8 to 9 weeks as well. Yep.
So, well, with a bye, right? And well, my question is, with the schedule being the way it is, how much does the schedule coming out play effect onto the draft? What do we need? How early do we get it? And so I forgot the second part. Oh, the second part to my question was about what was it? The new stat being taken, rest differential. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that also, that's what I wanted to say.
So the first part of the question, Juan, just so we're clear, is once the schedule's out, how much does that dictate what teams are doing in the draft, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Second part of your question has to do with the new stat on rest. I'll say this on the second part of the question first. And Juan, we appreciate it, man. Steelers fan Juan, as we identify with him, mm-hmm, as a local suspect. The first thing that you're going to know is when you look at the schedule, a lot of teams, people are looking at the opponents right away. People internally in the football department are looking at that bye week because the first time you know you're screwed is if your bye week happens between weeks 2 and 5.
Yep.
Because that sets you with your back against the wall the rest of the season. Because after you get that bye week, especially if it's in one of those early weeks, you know it is going to be one grueling haul the rest of the mm-hmm season where you got to mm-hmm be on. And if you've got the bye week placed in the right spot, it happens between weeks 8 and 11 because that's when your team needs the rest the most so that they can recoup for the second half push.
That's correct. No question.
Yep.
You really want to get that bye week a little bit later during the course of the season. You don't need it early in mm-mm the season. You don't need that unless, of course,
because guys
quarterback
are coasting through
down,
the preseason anyway.
Yeah, they really are.
And after a couple weeks, they don't need a break.
Yeah. You want to make sure, though, that guys are playing hard. And I know that, you know, through week 8, guys are definitely playing hard. Mm-hmm. Week 9, they're thinking, man, I could use a rest.
Especially if they've had a Thursday night game, too, where they got to play those two games in 4 or 5 days, and that really takes its toll on their bodies.
I really could use a rest. In regards to the schedule and how the draft fell, or how the schedule affects the draft, generally teams draft for need.
Right.
Not necessarily draft based on who they're playing, but you know they want to draft for need. They need an offensive tackle. They want to draft an offensive tackle, but they also want to try to get a good offensive tackle in free agency.
Right.
That way, what you're doing is drafting a guy maybe in the second or third round, if you get a good one, second or third round, and replace him in about 2 years after that free agent tackle has taught the young tackle all he can possibly teach him. So those are things that you're pretty much drafting for, need. Need, like the Texans should be drafting for, need.
I'll say this. The only thing I'll add to that in terms of where you will look a little bit more to what you're drafting because of the schedule out is if you're planning on doing what you're saying and you're grooming a player at any given position, but we can say wide receiver because we know there's still veteran wide receivers on the market like Dez Bryant. You're hoping to groom a wide receiver. Maybe in Green Bay, you're hoping to groom some kid that you're going to draft and you're planning on drafting because you are going to replace Jordy Nelson. It's going to take a little time. But then you see your schedule and you realize it's really top heavy. At the early part of the season, you're going to play a lot of good defenses. You're going to need guys that are on the same page with the quarterback. You don't have that kind of time. That's where you might dig back into free agency and go, look, just for the short part of the season, I'm going to need a short-term deal with a veteran receiver I can trust that can get on the page with the quarterback because he knows how grueling training camp can be and what he needs to focus on, as opposed to a kid that is not only learning the NFL from a playbook standpoint, but from the amount of time it takes and all the time getting ready and prepping and then the timing with the quarterback thing, that's where it might play into effect.
Brandon Marshall also released yesterday.
Yeah, good point. There's another guy that might be out there for you. Yeah, there's some guys that are still out there. And again, Steelers fan Juan, the first thing that you got to remember in all this too is you better sign Le'Veon Bell and get it done
right
now, because a holdout ain't going to help you. That schedule isn't so easy if you're missing the best running back in football.
Tired of the franchise tag.
Yeah, he's tired of it. He wants a long-term deal, and if they can't commit and find a common ground on the money, because he wants like highest paid player money, he's not going to get that. But he's already averaging with the franchise tag around 15. If you can't find a way to get him a multi-year deal, you're setting yourself up where that schedule isn't as easy and you might not be on the cakewalk that they're predicting. All right, it's been good so far. Why not keep it going? We've got two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show. So with 60 minutes on the clock, we'll continue to roll on. It's Nate Griffin, it is Nick Sciarra, and myself, Joel Blank, as we roll with the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
First down to the first bite. ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.